Now, Kabazela, I saw you laughing at a piece you were looking at. He was just tickled by this idea of an alcohol-free beer.
Yeah.
Because Castle has actually launched a new beer, alcohol-free. They call it Castle Free. It's the first alcohol-free beer to be brewed in South Africa. So for years, we've been getting other brands from elsewhere. But Castle now offering a beer, an alcohol-free beer under their banner as well. So what was so funny to you about this?
Well, I don't get it. First of all, like, why would I want to drink an alcohol-free beer? I like to drink alcohol because it gives me a good feeling, right? And the taste, I mean, nobody likes the taste of alcohol. It's not the greatest tasting thing, right?
We could debate that.
Yeah.
Some people probably do it because they like the taste, they just don't like the consequences.
I had an experience with alcohol-free beer once.
Yeah.
Darius Motive, you know, Darius from The Breakfast Show.
Mm-hmm.
We went to do an OB in France for the World Cup. And we went to the stadium, and Darius and I went and got a couple of beers.
Mm-hmm.
Beer one, pint down, beer two, beer three. And we're sitting there watching the game. And I look at him and I say, Darius, are you buzzing yet? Are you feeling anything? And he's like, no, nothing. So we go down and get the next one. He say, man, what's going on with this beer? They served us flipping alcohol-free beer, right? It was like, why would you want to drink alcohol-free beer? Maybe there's health risks or whatever.
Health reasons.
Yeah.
And maybe you just like the taste. You just don't like the impact, or you don't want to get drunk. You want to be able to drive home without worrying about being stopped and being breathalyzed. And also probably just health reasons.
Well, drink Coke. You know, we'll drink water.
Oh, why do you then? Why do you, if you indulge in alcohol-free beer? What are your reasons? Because I'm trying here. I'm trying really hard to convince Kabazela that I think there are reasons, certainly, why it would find a market. So give us a call. Do you get the point of it all? Or are you also perplexed, much like Kabazela, as to what would be the reason for someone to choose beer with alcohol over alcohol-free beer? So we'll take your calls. There's certainly a market. I don't think that they would have gone this route had there not been a market, because other brands from elsewhere seemingly have done well. And they say that they're targeting men and women who are existing beer drinkers. He is one, and he's certainly not falling for it, who want more freedom and choice while enjoying beer without the alcohol. Castle Free, however, remains a product that is not for sale under 18. So it's not to say that it will be now accessible, or that it will be accessible to people who are not allowed by the law to drink. Lungile says to tell Kabazela that Amarula is very tasty alcohol. So there you go. People do indulge in alcohol for the taste. So we'll take your calls on that on 011-883-0702.
Azania Musaka, lines are always open on 011-883-0702.
It's 13 minutes past one. We go now to the lines about alcohol-free beer. Good afternoon, Terence.
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Are you for and or are you against?
I am for the alcohol-free beer, actually, because, you know, like Black Label, it has won a lot of international taste awards. The beer, actually, it tastes so nice, but then the repercussions of such a brand, it's at like the 5.5%. It's so strong.
Mm-hmm.
So having it as alcohol free will be the best, because I love the taste. But I actually had to quit Black Label, because at the end of it, I was having an accident, or lose my phone, and all those nasty things.
Yes, consequences.
But I love the taste.
Yeah. So you also indulge for the taste.
Yes. Even if you check, a lot of white people, they do drink Black Label a lot. I think they also enjoy the taste.
So you welcome the move. Terence, thank you so much. Well, there's a new product, a new entrant in this particular space. So he's all for it, and he loves the taste. Michelle on Twitter says, I agree with Kabazela. Alcohol-free beer tastes horrid. TC and Santon, where do you stand?
Hi, good afternoon. Basically, I went to this October, you know, sober
thing. Oh, yes.
And a lot of friends had birthdays and weddings, and I stayed true to the cause, but I found that from just interacting at those times, I kind of wanted to have some in my hand. I know it was suggested drinking a Coke, but a Coke kind of gives you that short high, and some of us don't want to drink the fizzy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Water works for some time. Everyone's always asking, why are you not drinking?
Yes.
Why are you not partaking?
Yeah.
So I decided one evening watching football, let me try this alcohol-free beer. If the taste is good and, you know, it gave me the same feeling, then maybe I could, you know, if there was something in the market commercially that you can order, it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, the taste was delightful, and it gave me that feeling like I was drinking. I mean, like I was having a beer, and I thought the taste, the one brand that I had, was great.
Uh-huh.
So I'm definitely for it. I mean, it gives you that option. Look, I love beer. There's nothing better than a cold draft. Yet, you know, there are times when you might want to still have, you know, a beer, a good tasting beer, yet you don't want to suffer the repercussions such as alcohol and that kind of thing.
Yes. And TC, you raise that societal pressure. You know, why don't you come on, have a drink? People are always putting pressure on you to also drink. And you think, surely not. Why do we put pressure on each other?
Exactly. But we associate happy things with drinking and, you know, celebrities. And so it's hard for people to see you as being part of their celebrations if you're not partaking.
Mm-hmm.
I found it very difficult. I mean, I went to a wedding and everyone was like, oh, you have to have a drink.
Exactly.
And in the end, I was just pouring, like you said, a Coke into a glass and saying it was a brandy and Coke, you know, just to be partake. I mean, and that was for, you know, just for people's, just for pressure to leave off me.
Right. TC, thank you for your call. You touched on so many different things. What do you want to respond to? Simon in Alberton, hello. Hey, Simon.
Hi, Elder.
Hi.
Hi. I'm neither for or against it, but I think for the drinkers, the glass alcohol, I think the alcohol-free, it will be good for them because the alcohol they get for free.
The alcohol they get for free?
Yeah.
You mean when they choose a beer with alcohol?
Yeah, and they can't afford the alcohol, the beer that contains alcohol, then they can always resort to alcohol-free, and then they get alcohol for free.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, thank you, Simon. Out in Alberton, still not quite clear on that. Charles in Walter Frieden Park. So you say you drink it sometimes?
Yes, Aza, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome, Charles.
I'm fine. Aza, on a lighter note, I think the alcohol-free beer will come in handy this festive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Imagine me driving it and I'm stopped by the cops. And they ask for a license, and then I'll just hand it over
confidently.
Hand over the license, and just tell them, ask them, please, will you hold my beer while I'm taking my license? So yeah, I think it will come in handy during the
session. Can someone film that, please? Thank you, right, Charles. Please hold my beer. I just want to get you my license. You want my license? Just hold here. Yeah. And it looks like listening in, we have the brand director for Castle Lager, Vaughn Cruiser, who's given us a call. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Azania. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. So what reaction have you been getting?
Well, the response so far has been incredible.
Mm.
Obviously, this will be polarizing. I mean, there are people who can't yet fully grasp the need for a zero alcohol beer. But we've got some very good reasons as to why we believe this is a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to elaborate on that, you know, Castle has always been about sociability and bringing South Africans closer together. That's the brand's purpose. And by introducing a alcohol-free variant, we can now bring people together from more walks of life, more often in more places. So it gives people who love the taste of beer and beer drinkers who love to be sociable to be able to do that, even at the times when they choose not to drink alcohol, for whatever reason that might be.
So what do you think of the pressure, though, that's on the industry to be more responsible? And I know that SAB historically, now SAB InBev, has a number of initiatives to try and reduce harm, reduce alcohol harm in society. So was this a part of a response to that?
Absolutely. This is there's actually a few things here in that conversation. The first point I want to make is that we are absolutely committed to driving a culture of moderation. We want every single experience with a beer to be a positive one. And by introducing alcohol-free products, we enable people to entrench this culture of moderation. So Castle Free will be introducing Pacer Packs. This would be a pack where you can get some regular Castle Lager with Castle Free in the same shrink wrap, and we want to teach people to pace. So have an alcohol-free beer in between your regular beers to help you pace yourself.
Oh, wow, Vaughn, that's an interesting insight. Thank you very much. Thank you for explaining the rationale.
amazing. Thanks for the call.
That's Vaughn Kruse, the brand director at Castle Lager. What a quick response from the brand. Heard the conversation and then decided to add their perspective. But can we still call it beer then? Because people tend to say mayonnaise without eggs. Don't call it mayonnaise. It's something else. Okay, simple as that. Things like a patty where the bun isn't there and we want to call it a burger. Don't call it a burger because it's not true to the description of this product and what it's come to be known as. Even when we had the debate about the kota, when we talked gourmet, when we talked healthy and so on, healthy varieties or options, people are like, no. Then you can't call it a kota if it has all these healthy ingredients. It is meant to be unhealthy. The oil, the ration, the paloni, the achar, all of that, that it's meant to be an unhealthy meal, so to speak. So if you're going to go for the healthy options, then you can't continue to call it that. Come up with a new name. So can we even still call it beer if it's alcohol free? Tom in the Joburg CBD, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, Tom. Hi.
No, well, in 2004, I stopped drinking alcohol and I started dancing with Mary J. And I was drinking alcohol free beer.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great feeling. The only thing was it was better because there was no papillas, there was no pass out, there was nothing. But then in 2014, I ended up leaving Mary Jane and went back to alcohol. And then I started with the papillas, I started with the passing out and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So any chances of you going back? Because wasn't that happier times, better times, trouble-free times?
<No. laughs> Yeah, I'd love to, man. But, you know, with family and all,
yes.
I just decided that, no.
This is for
fine.
The best.
Let me just go drink my alcohol and leave Mary Jane.
All right. Alone. There you go. Thank you for that. So that's been his cycle of drinking. I had to laugh when he brought up the Mary Jane because this morning I had an article that made me giggle as well. It was in the Times and they talk about the gallery getting all giggly at the Constitutional Court as it mulls over this legislation. So the piece says the Constitution Court heard argument for and against the private use of dacha yesterday, causing several light moments, including a judge inquiring about reasonable amounts of dacha. Laughter broke out when Acting Chief Justice Ray Zondo asked a question about whether 20 milligrams was a reasonable amount of dacha for private use. And the question was a technical issue, but the public gallery, giggled in delight, saying that the court was unusually colorful. Rastafarians and lawyer Gareth Prince, for instance, he represented himself in sporting a bright red and green flowing robe. Supporting the case was a group of traditional healers, all dressed in red and holding balloons, and people in traditional clothing supporting the San people. So it looks like the Concord yesterday was very different from how we have come to know it. These giggles just breaking out in the gallery. I think we know why. Back to this issue. Castle Free has recently been launched. Zero alcohol in it. Paul, let's start with you. You're out in Bedford View. You want to share a bit of beer history?
Yeah, certainly. Azania, we should remember that when beer was invented, there were no cars on the road. There were carts. There were horse carts, and people drink beer and walk home.
Mm.
And now suddenly there's millions and millions of people drinking beer, and there are lots of cars on the road, and it leads to a lot of irresponsible behavior by a lot of people, without considering the history of how beer was invented and when was invented. And now this is a great chance that for beer to redeem itself, because then they will be inventing alcohol-free beer, and people can go ahead and drink and still drive.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
is the only time we will say drink and drive, you know, because it's like drinking water. It's like drinking a cold drink.
Yeah.
You know, and it will be a good refreshment. I think it's a very, very good idea, especially given the time and the results of what beer, alcoholic beer, does on our roads.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
Yes, the levels of abuse in society.
Absolutely.
See, Paul, all for it.
Yes.
Thank you. Some of the tweets, Gabalo says, if you're going to drink alcohol-free beer just to burp, you can just as well prepare yourself a glass of Eno. He doesn't see the point. And then Bruce Ware says they should call it #CastleRust. Without the alcohol, you would rust without it. Itumeleng in Lanesia. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Nazania.
Yes, hi.
I'm not an alcohol drinker, but what I can tell you is all beer is beer. It depends on the variant factors like barley, rye in there. The main thing in beer is malt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's malt. Alcohol is just added as an intoxicant.
Well, it's a byproduct. Yeah.
Yes, beer is very, very refreshing without alcohol.
Mm.
Very, very good drink. Like I say, the main things are rye, barley, and all other ingredients that they put in there. But the base is malt.
All right.
Once you have malt, the quantities of malt, the variant types mm-hmm. of malt,
mm-hmm.
you have very good beer.
All right, Itumeleng, thank you. What a lovely review for someone that doesn't drink. J Skills Only says, lol, but what's the use of drinking alcohol-free beer? There are many other beverages. Beer equals alcohol, finish and klar. That's the whole issue. Can you still call it beer if it has no alcohol? And Tara also says, can you call an SUV a bucky in response to that? Some of the SMSs, one says, I drink alcohol-free beer because I do not drink and drive, as to all civilized and intelligent people worldwide. Even small amounts of alcohol cause judgment and coordination to worsen. Only twerps think it's okay to drink and drive. Many alcohol-free beers taste great. That comes from Mark in Centurion. And then Tato says, people who don't drink alcohol need more food pairing options, especially those of us without a sweet tooth, posing a new challenge, different problem altogether. Another one says, alcohol-free beer makes more sense to me than a marijuana-free joint. And referring, saying that is cigarettes. So that's how he sees it. It's much more sensible than those that smoke cigarettes. One says, alcohol-free beer is like going to a prostitute sex worker. That's what it's called, by the way, this unsigned SMS, for just a kiss. Homotso says it doesn't make sense. Oh, my. Oh, my. You had to go there. Denise says, I've always loved beer, but I don't want to get drunk. I drink Beck's non-alcohol beers. A perfect solution. We have one quick voice note, and then we'll bring you the headlines with Tara Penny. And this is what you had to say on 072-702-1702.
Hi, Aza and Kavazela. Alex here. Okay, so if it takes you 4 beers to get a little buzz going on in your head, then you would need about 36 non-alcoholic beers to get that buzz. So for Kavazela and his friend in France, they needed 1.5 cases each to get a high.
Alex has tickled himself. But there's no alcohol, so there is no high that you would be getting. No buzz, so to speak. None whatsoever. None to speak of. Just Angelo Coppola on Twitter says, it appears that the freer beer has the alcohol extracted at the end of the brewing process. And he wonders, where does the alcohol go? A couple of questions, in fact, coming in on this. Frank also saying, does zero alcohol beer have less calories? Wondering there. I didn't see anything about the calories, just about the plan rolled out that taverns will be upgraded to alcohol-free beer and so on. But haven't seen anything about those calories. Maybe they're drinkers who can give us an answer on that. Let's go to Clint in Linwood next. Hi, Clint.
Hi, I'm Zania. It's got a slightly different angle. I don't drink alcohol because I'm in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, to be able to stand around the bar and have a beer with your mates without obviously running off to your drug dealer 20 minutes later is a wonderful thing for me. And also just to enjoy a shandy on a Sunday afternoon with your lunch, it just makes sense. So it's an all-inclusive thing. So you know what I mean? Everybody gets to look as though they're sociable and having a beer, but for those of us that have issues with it, it just makes more sense.
It solves the problem. But isn't it a trigger? Does it not want, just bring about a yearning or a craving for more? Because you've got
not
the taste,
all.
Which is true
alcohol
to beer taste.
For me, is the trigger. So having something that simulates alcohol is not an issue.
Ah, I see. All right, Clint, that's a great insight, that if you're a recovering alcoholic or you are battling with your drinking, that this is a solution so that you don't fall into a trap that leads you down that spiral. Another SMS or tweet, Michael says, for an alcohol-free beer, I'm all for it. I love the taste and hate the effects. So certainly rooting for it. Lula says, loving the beer chat. Imagine fat-free, skinny, low-sodium takeaways without it's the greasy skin. Imagine, I know, some things must stay as they are, and we must just be grown up and enjoy them as a treat and in moderation. Life's got to have some honey. That comes from Lula. And then Dennis says, I've always loved beer, but I don't want to get drunk. I drink Beck's non-alcohol, and it's perfect. It's the perfect solution, Dennis says.